This podcast is brought to you by DIA, the trusted global neutral forum for healthcare product development professionals. DIA, driving insights to action.
My name is Thomas Bowles. I'm the Managing Director for the DIA office covering Europe, Middle East, and Africa. And today we're going to talk a little bit about telematics in the EU, which we think at DIA and probably a lot of other people think is a very important topic with new technologies such as the digital cloud, really changing the development and regulation of therapeutics in Europe and beyond. But also, of course, the ever-emerging importance of data science in drug development that goes very connected with clinical and regulatory science is also an area that really grows more and more. So I'm today joined with two experts, actually, on this field. Dr. Vada Perkins, who served as the Head of Regulatory Intelligence and Director of Regulatory Policy and Intelligence for Bayer. So welcome, Vada. And Dr. Bernd Misselwich, who serves as Director of Regulatory Submission Management for Bayer. So also to you, welcome, Bernd. I have a couple of questions. Focus, of course, on DIA Europe 2020, where telematics strategy in the EU is a session that you, Vada, will chair. So let's maybe start with the basics. Can you tell us a little bit about what is or what are telematics?
So telematics, I would say it's a relatively new term in life sciences. Traditionally, telematics was defined as a branch of information technology that dealt with long-distance transmission of computerized information, maybe in telecommunications. The first I had heard of it was still during my time at USFDA, where in Europe, they applied that term to their regulatory authority activities when it came to a lot of their IT programs. So taking that definition, the traditional definition, if you think about regulatory authorities and IT initiatives that they've established, and now that evolution has evolved from being IT-driven traditionally, now that there's artificial intelligence, machine learning, advanced analytics, that definition of telematics certainly has evolved again to really be more business and data-driven with respect to how it's being applied in the life sciences domain. One example I'll give there is that the HMA and EMA, so the Heads of Medicines Agency and European Medicines Agency, their joint big data task force, they just released their phase two report on how they're going to tackle big data. And one of the big supporting themes of it is evolving data-driven regulation. So if anyone has the opportunity to look at that, it was released about 2 weeks ago. That really, if you think about it, is the essence of telematics today versus the traditional definition in the past.
Bernd, just to give you an opportunity, do you agree with the definition?
Absolutely. From a global perspective, absolutely right. And Thomas, you raised already the importance of that telematics topic in particular, yeah, for our EU regulatory environment. Yeah. And I just want to take the chance, yeah, to go a bit more into how that, what Veda said, can be translated a bit into the European telematics strategy. And all of you might know that that goes back to the year 2014, when the first EU telematics strategy paper has been endorsed and has been published. In that paper, also, the vision for EU telematics has been described in a way that it is an IT collaboration that will deliver cost-effective, efficient, and interoperable services to the European regulators and to its stakeholders.
Although it is a pretty new area, even the documents that you mentioned, the first one is back from 2014, which is only 5 years ago. So how, maybe first you, Bernd, how widespread do you think the use of telematics in medicine development is actually taking place and regulatory science in Europe? And do you have any specific examples that you can give? You mentioned already exchange of information between agencies, but are there other examples that you could think of?
Absolutely, absolutely. First telematics strategy paper that I have mentioned, that of course provides not only the overall framework, but also indeed some more detailed strategies and some specific areas with regard to that telematics. And in particular, there was mentioned three of them. First one was veterinary IT and data strategy and roadmap. The second important one is the e-submission roadmap. The third one is the master data management roadmap. If we just look into some more specific examples, because as I said, that first strategy paper goes back to 2014. We are now in a phase of updating that to the next period of 2020 to 2025. If we look on some of these specific examples that we are currently looking into and working on, for instance, the clinical trial information system, the CTIS, that most of you might have heard already, Then very important, the IDMP SPOR program with a goal to develop a trusted source of standardized data of high quality for the identification of medicinal products. And there's also another very important example, which is the CESP dataset module with a goal of standardization of electronic application form. And just an example where the news have been published this week, which is the electronic product information, where the European Regulatory Network published this week some key principles that outlines the harmonized approach for the development and use of those electronic product information.
And those programs that Bernd had mentioned about the telematics strategy within Europe, if you look at their extended telematics implementation roadmap in Europe for 2019-2020, all of those initiatives, they're tactical in a sense and more operational in terms of how you go about addressing some of these things in clinical trials, veterinary data integration, collaboration electronically. I'd say more strategically, if you look at the Regulatory Science 2025 initiatives, what I just mentioned about the HMA and EMA, Big Data Task Force, if you look at it strategically, there is nothing there in terms of these initiatives that they're trying to achieve that is devoid of leveraging technology and data and IT capabilities to be able to achieve that. The amount of data out there is so vast. Analytics is really the key to a lot of this. And so you really can't do those things without really looking at these innovative technologies and applying it, which is why, as I said, telematics is evolving and it goes back to being successful in the programs that Bernd mentioned. But to speak to it more globally, it's not just within Europe where this has basically been a known thing for quite some time. They may not necessarily call it telematics, but if you look at how we have defined it here, that definition definitely has applicability in other regions, even though they may call it something different. Maybe it's still under the IT moniker. Maybe they've labeled it under data governance or enterprise data management. But nonetheless, the concepts are the same. So one of the expectations globally is how do you harmonize and converge and make sure things are interoperable and compatible. From a U.S. perspective, in the FDA, you know, they've been fairly proactive in doing these things. Just one example is an activity that they have for pharmaceutical quality, chemistry, manufacturing control, and data standardization, essentially wanting to structure Module 3 in a fashion that lends itself to applying algorithms to it, to maybe auto-populating reviews, and really getting more out of the information, the data itself, versus it just being a paper or electronic paper representation. And to add even globally within ICH, so global international organization, they have initiatives like the Clinical Electronic Structured Harmonized Protocol. So how can you make a clinical protocol, electronic structured, really borrow from what's happening in other industries and apply that leveraging technology to really get more out of the clinical protocols versus the traditional methods of capture today?
I think that's great. I think you, Vara, and Bernd, you give some good examples of what is happening. So maybe my next question would be drilling a little bit deeper. You both work for one company. How do you think this telematics is distributed amongst the industry? The way that you both are talking seems like in your company, this is definitely ingrained in the operation of the business. But do you see that in the wider industry, or do you think that it's more unevenly distributed and, you know, some parts of the industry are behind or some are ahead? And linked to that question is, how do you see it on the regulator side? Because the topic telematics is, of course, important for industry, but also for regulators. Are you both industry and regulators, are you on the same rhythm in terms of introducing it into the systems? Or is industry faster or regulators faster? Because there's a general complaint, of course, or discussion sometimes that science in the real world goes faster than the regulatory authorities can keep up. Is that also true in this area? So maybe one question is about how do you see it shaping up within the industry and is it evenly? And the other question is, like, how do you see it shaping up at the regulatory side? And are the two sectors, if I can put it like that, sort of in sync so that they can indeed also communicate on this topic in an even and balanced way?
It might be good to look first. The whole concept of EU telematics and that strategy is governed. And in general, this strategy is governed by the EU, the European Telematics Management Board, which of course then interacts with other stakeholders like the heads of medicines agency and the IT directors. Industry, on the other hand, of course, is represented in the discussion via the trade associations. And we are also involved into the discussions via different working groups, if it is maintenance groups or harmonization groups or even key user groups. So that is very important to really have here a close collaboration between the different stakeholders. Yeah? So from the regulator's point on one hand, and of course also from industry on the other hand. And that's actually really how it works currently. So there is, of course, the new, just giving that as an example, the new telematic strategy for 2020 to 2025, which is currently under development, and where a concept paper, for instance, has been published just a couple of months ago, where from the regulator's perspective, some proposals were made and industry, as an important stakeholder, also get the chance to comment on that. And if we look, for instance, on some of that main topics that described here, that really shows that it could only work in close collaboration between regulators and industry. For instance, when it goes to efficient decision making, because all of us, not only industry, also regulators, are very interested in a reduction of administrative burden and simplification of processes. And of course, also we need to keep in mind that the digital environment is rapidly evolving. That, of course, needs to be always kept in mind when we are talking about these telematics topics. So that means we need to remain fit for purpose to be able to address these changes. Of course, alignment with other EU initiatives is needed. So we are not just having that EU telematics. We also need to align with other e-health strategies. Data security is a topic that will be very important.
Yeah, just briefly, I'll echo what you said, Bernd. You're absolutely right that technology and innovation is moving quite rapidly, and in other sectors, it's moving probably faster than our sector. But I'd say, you know, given the nature of the business of life sciences with quality, safety, and efficacy in public health, probably a higher level of risk and things that you have to do to make sure that everything is in order. That's one component of it. Just the nature of the business itself probably lends itself to move a little bit slower because there's other things that you have to consider. With technology moving as fast as it is and how you apply it to the domain, it's not just a matter of it exists. It's also a matter of intellectual capital, right? How much expertise do you actually have within your companies, but at the same time, how much of that expertise actually lies with the regulatory authorities? We're all moving at different speeds. So as health authorities put things forward, some companies who aren't as active may just be looking at this as a compliance activity, right? So their engagement is just a matter of making sure that they're meeting the needs of health authorities. Some who have looked at this and really say we can take advantage of this have gone beyond that and are looking at data standards, technologies to really kind of gain some competitive advantage and competitive differentiation in the market versus simply just trying to check a box and meet the needs of whatever the regulators are saying or the next compliance initiative that they have to address.
Just a short comment, which I would like to raise here again, is the Brexit. And that, of course, if we are talking about speeding up the process of implementation of the telematics strategy, that, of course, caused somehow a delay over the last one or even more than a year. EMA relocation, that, of course, it took a lot of resources on the regulator side, and that delayed somehow a couple of projects where we now want to again come bring that into speed.
I'm not an expert in telematics, but it seems that a core part of telematics is really the sort of correct articulation of business information on the one hand into technical speech. So could you maybe explain, shed some light on why it's so important to get this right and where we might expect to see the impact of getting this right more consistently over time?
What you point out, Thomas, is a huge challenge. Again, historically, when you talk about things being IT-driven, there's this need to be able to communicate terminologies and everybody understands things the same way. How do you communicate this to business in a way that you can get value out of it, they understand what it is, and then going the other direction when those requirements do come from business, subject matter experts, how does the IT community really make sense of that? But as I mentioned before, you know, telematics has evolved. It's now really business-driven, data-driven. You actually see in many sectors when they're taking on big projects like this where they're really making sure that there's ownership on the business end. So the communication now is coming in another direction, but it still doesn't change the fact that there has to be a way for people to basically understand what they're actually talking about to kind of move things forward. I think a good example in that space for me is the advent of data scientists, people bringing data scientists in and saying, you know, they're going to make sense of it all. And as I kind of got into a little bit more detail about this, you know, you understand that data scientists are really looking to understand and interpret and analyze the data that you have. They're applying statistical rigor and measurements to this. But at the end of the day, that's not really what you need just directly for decision making. So I've introduced this new term called decision scientists, who are sort of this crossbreed between people who understand data science, but also understand business, and they can make sense of this. It was a relatively new concept to me that I learned about last year. But the point is that that tells you that there's still a lot of work to be done to really help business and technology and IT experts sort of come together and understand what's going on. So to me, I think data scientists coupled with decision scientists or people who actually have those backgrounds, those are really necessary components, because the investments that are being made within organizations to basically see if they can get some return on investment and business value out of it. So certainly, if you can find people like this, and there's a whole entire sector of expertise you can get to make sense of it, it's certainly worth it. So I think it's still a challenge, but it's being addressed in many other ways. And I know this whole concept of decision science and data science integration seems to be one way to move forward with that.
Excellent description, Radar. Just one point that many Benjamin looks from an EU-specific perspective that we might need to keep in mind is that in this context, we also need to recognize the high complexity of the regulatory environment, in particular in Europe, where we do not have just a single regulatory authority, but we have a whole network consisting of European Commission, of European Medicines Agency, of 28 or 27 national competent authorities. And that makes it, from my perspective, make it clear why it is so important to have clear business needs and also a clear and close alignment between those business needs and these IT solutions. From that perspective, I think simplification is really, really key here. Yeah? Avoidance over complicated solution, and as mentioned several times, these interoperability of the systems, that is really key then also with regard to bringing that business information into technical speech.
I guess one way to put it succinctly in 25 words or less would be that in the past, maybe from an IT perspective, you know, it was really sort of the technical problem first and business was second. Yep. Now that you've seen how people really want to get value out of it, I think it's starting to shift where the business problem comes first. And then the analysis and all of the other things you have to deal with sort of it's secondary. It's still critical and important, but it's not the primary driver that it may have been in the past, where it was more IT focused in the telematic space.
Absolutely. These would have been great words to end, but I still have one question, because I want to, before we end, tie it back to our DI Europe conference coming up in March. So I think you covered a lot, in particular the element that telematics really covers a number of people, both within the business, but also with the outside stakeholders like regulators and others. So maybe tying it back to the session that we have, what are maybe on the one hand are the main points that you want to get across? But then once the sessions are out of the way, what are the main points that you really want the attendees to understand or to really take home with them?
What I would like the attendees to get out of this is to really understand how telematics has evolved. The way it's defined today, as we just described, it's really multidisciplinary and multifunctional, coming from business with IT as a critical enabler of that and technology experts. We talked about data scientists and others. In the past, maybe this was labeled as an IT-driven activity, which when people really look at that from a business perspective, that has limitations. It's really more of a cost center. It's not really what you use historically as a competitive tool to be able to do some things and to improve decision making. And that's really no longer the case if you look at all of these initiatives with artificial intelligence, machine learning, and advanced analytical tools and methodologies, right? It's really allowing organizations now to extract more from their data and categorize it as a valuable asset, really second only to the human intellectual capital within an organization. It's a bit of a slow turn, but telematics is transforming itself to be business and data driven first, utilizing technology and analytics to better inform decision making, as I said, with IT as a critical stakeholder to achieve those goals. So I would conclude saying the main point I would like to see attendees understand from the session is that telematics is business and data driven, with technology and IT certainly as critical partners in being able to do this. It goes back to what you said, Thomas, about then just having that conversation and integrating things so that you're efficient and effective in how you utilize your resources. And I think key things that weren't maybe historically IT components, business value, return on investment, how do you really find competitive differentiation in what you're doing with your company, with your data assets? You know, I think that's the scope and vision of future state telematics. And I'm hoping even the attendees can help us continue to shape that definition as we move forward.
Of course, we want to provide with that session that the attendees get a common understanding on what the objectives, what the strategic business goals from EU telematics and the telematics strategy are. And maybe also we want to provide them some ideas and information how we could achieve these goals. And from my perspective, for instance, that projects as part of that telematics strategy needs also be prioritized and needs to be jointly developed and agreed by all stakeholders. We need to consider that rapidly evolving digital environment. Business sponsorship, that I think it's also important to bring that to the success. Clear governance structure. I mentioned in the beginning a bit how that looks currently. Accountable ownership by empowered individuals, an important point. And of course, last but not least, also we need respective funding of all of the project. I think Veda in particular and I are very happy that we were able to attract really three proven experts for that telematics topic for that session. It is Laurent Strepper from MSD Europe, yeah, who is, for instance, the IDMP's board task for industry co-chair. We have Remco Munich, yeah, from Empyrean from Netherlands, who is the chairman of Medicines for Europe Telematics Working Group. And we have also Georg Neuwirther from the Austrian Medicines and Medical Device Agency, who also chairs, for instance, the Electronic Application for Maintenance Group.
Excellent point, Bernd. You know, you and I are merely conduits of the important expertise that'll be on the panel from the three gentlemen that you mentioned. So it really should be a truly informative session, strategically talking about things, but at the same time, many people are looking for sort of updates, you know, the current state of many of these projects and programs in EU, and we have the right expertise on the panel to be able to address those questions as well.
That sounds great. I think you highlighted really some very interesting elements of the debate about telematics that I think, Bernd, you said not the last words. I'm pretty sure that we will continue indeed this debate. I would just conclude by saying thank you very much, Veda and Bernd, for joining us today. Look forward to seeing you and many participants and other speakers in Brussels in March. But for now, thank you very much and see you soon. So for DI, I am Thomas Bowles.
To learn more about this topic, visit us online at diaglobal.org.